Living Seed Media brings to you God's Word, which is His comprehensive equipment for changing lives. May the Lord impact your heart as you encounter His Word. For further inquiry or counsel, contact Peace House, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Telephone numbers 0703-036-3659, 0703-768-1198. Email address lsmedia@livingseed.org or visit our website at www.livingseed.org. Let us sit back and listen as the servant of God brings forth the word of life.
Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and said unto Peter, What? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were very heavy. And he left them and went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and said unto them, Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed unto the hands of sinners. Praise the Lord. When you don't know what to do, you should know how to pray. Sometimes a man comes to the end of himself. Sometimes when you lose a loved one, the last thing you do is to cry. And I saw that Jesus came to a very hard hour. That the only reasonable thing to do at that time was to cry to the Lord. Now, but he needed the company of disciples. Said, come and pray with me. It was a very big privilege to come and pray with him. Now, but he was disappointed. In one night, he had to wake them up 3 times. And all these 3 times, they were still asleep. Now, I need to pray for us. We need to pray for ourselves. Because there is something the Lord said in verse 41. Said, the spirit indeed is willing, but the body, the flesh, is weak. There are two components to effective praying. We need a willing spirit, and then we need a willing body. We have agreed together that for these 3 days, we will skip some meals so that we can come to the place of prayer. Now, but I saw in verse 41 that there is an inherent enemy, the flesh, the body. All the people who are sleeping at the hour of prayer, they can become active somewhere else. And I saw the Lord saying to us, come and pray with me. I need something. I need help at this hour. Come and pray with me. And then he just found them overtaken by sleep. When he woke them 3 times and they couldn't succeed, he just said, okay, sleep on. I want us to pray for the strength of the body. As for the spirit, he's not weak, he's willing, he's strong, but he needs a body to pray through. More so that this time, we are skipping some meals. It can tell on the body, and yet there's something we must collect through prayers. We have few minutes to cry to the Lord for strength in our bodies. Tomorrow, by the grace of God, we will still need to pray, and the next day we need to pray. The body must not fail the Spirit of God. Our bodies must agree with the Spirit of God, who is willing to pray in us. Well, we need to plead with God, say, Lord, because you are calling us into the place of prayer, cause my body to be willing. Lord, let it not be that the willing spirit is here and fill this place, then the body is not cooperating. He woke them up 3 times. They couldn't stand. I noticed that each time we are to cross over and to have a fresh grace, prayer is a necessary tool. The second point I also saw there is, when the disciples couldn't follow him and pray through, that didn't kill Jesus' prayer. He walked them first time, they couldn't rise up, he went praying. Came again, walked them, they couldn't rise up, he went praying. Came again. May the person sitting next to you not be a distraction for you. Shall we rise up to pray together? You will be praying for your body, yourself. Say, Lord, thank you for your help so far, but we still have more time to pray ahead. Cause my body to be willing. Shall we pray together? Pray for yourself. Give me strength in my body, Lord. As for the spirit, he's already willing. He's around, he's available, he's willing to act. But what about my body? Lord, let me not fail the Spirit of God. Victory, victory in the place of prayer. Victory in the place of prayer. Even as the spirit is willing, so shall my body be willing.
Reka Santa Pascalia, Raka Sakarabakata, Katabakaskalia, Raka Santa Katabakataba, Urabaka Santa Maskabakata. In the name of Jesus. When we don't pray, what happens? Chapter 26 and from verse 69. Matthew 26:69. Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also was with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied from them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid told him and said unto them that were there, fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, saying, I do not know that man. Peter is calling Jesus that man. Verse 73. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, Surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech betrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. You know, Peter, they woke him three times. He couldn't wake up, and he had to deny Jesus also three times. Three times he was awoken, he couldn't rise, so he has to deny Jesus also three times. When prayer fails, the strength to stand also fails. When prayer fails, you won't go with him. I'm sure if he had awoken, he will have strength to stand. But because sleep overtook him, that's the more reason why we need to pray for ourselves. Today, we are not talking about Peter. He is no more. It is our own turn. And we must ask for grace to sustain us in the place of prayer. Thank God for what we have already been helped to do, but there are still days ahead. Mercy must attend our lives. Mercy must come to our own bodies. Mercy must make us strong to pray. We have a few minutes to again talk to God. If we don't pray, we will not be able to move on. The disciples failed in prayer and they failed outside. Shall we pray together? Lord, strength to my body, strength to my body. Now that I know if I fail in the place of prayer, I will fail outside. Give me strength to go on. Give me strength, Lord. Give me strength, Lord. Give me strength, Lord. Give me strength, Lord. Cause my body to be strong. Let my body be willing. Let me not fail in the place of prayer because I will fail outside. Raka Santa Katobakasala. Uriaraba Sandara Babashla Baskalia Sandara Bakata. Raka Santa Katobakatabao. Robo Sontorobakata Bakatala. Urabaka Sandara Mamashla Baskalia. Raka Santa Katobakasai. Urabaka Sandara Babashla Baskalia. In the name of Jesus.
verse 41. Chapter 26, verse 41. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. I hope you all know that Peter was the leader of that team. But since he failed in the place of prayer, he couldn't succeed in the face of temptation. No matter who you are, no matter for how long you have been a Christian, when you don't pray, you will enter temptation and temptation will finish you. I'd like us to pray finally for yourself before we break. The Lord baptized me with the spirit of prayer so that I don't fall.
In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Listen, this last prayer point is not an arbitrary prayer. When God wants to bring forth, he sets men praying. And asking God for the spirit, the baptism with the spirit of prayer and supplication is a very, very critical thing. Where we didn't just want to pray this week. We want to raise disciples who pray and see victory in the place of prayer. Now, Zechariah chapter 12. Can you pick your Bible quickly and read Zechariah 12? Zechariah 12 and verse 10. And I will pour, Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 10. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications. And they shall look upon me, whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. In that day shall there be a great mourning in Jerusalem, as the mourning of Adarimon in the valley of Megiddo. And the land shall mourn every family apart, and the family of the house of David apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Nathan apart, and their wives apart. Now, why was God going to do that? It is to bring forth a divine visitation. As I was looking at my prayer time yesterday morning before I came over to this meeting, the Lord showed me two people who prayed for the coming of Jesus Christ for the first time. Even though prophecy had been written, but when the time comes for that to be made manifest, God said some certain people praying. Among the people, the Bible reported about Simeon. You remember the Simeon? That man that said God revealed to him that he will not see death until he has seen the Lord Christ. Do you remember? Now, there was a woman, Anna, they call her name. Anna was a woman who only married for 7 years since she was a virgin, and her husband died. And from that time, the Bible says she ceased not to be in the temple, worshiping God with fasting and praying, looking for the consolation of Israel. Few months back, God began to say, for the kind of transformation we are looking for in Nigeria, we will only get it by travail. Isaiah 37 came back to us. He said, the children have come to the place of birth. Something is about to be born. There is contention. But the Bible said there is no strength to bring forth. That strength to bring forth is in the place of travail. Am I right? So we are going to one more time. Because there are a few things that when we return back from our break, and we are going to take the last night, we will now begin to engage on some specific issues. But it was important for God to baptize us with an unquenchable spirit of prayer. We are going to pray until we see God move. He said, I'm setting upon your walls, O Jerusalem, watchmen, who will give themselves no rest until Jerusalem is made a praise on the earth. How many of you believe that Nigeria is not going to continue the way it is running? Do you know that? I'm telling you, we are still going to be dealing with some of the issues in our national life, political life, economic life, and all of that, which I sense it is in the place of prayer we will settle it. But God is asking that the spirit of prayer will be poured upon us, the spirit of supplication. And it will come with grace. You will have grace to travel until we see a transformation in Nigeria. We have seen a lot of manipulation, but we are going to see transformation. So let's pick that prayer point before we conclude at this point. Lord, pour upon me. Not occasional prayer. Not ceremonial prayer. The spirit of prayer. The kind that Jesus carried. Can you imagine that Jesus will finish a meeting and everybody is tired? He had grace to go and tarry with God. Sometimes they will sleep late, but he had grace to wake a great while before day. And when his disciples saw his unceasing prayer life, they said, teach us to pray. He said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Let's ask God, pour upon us. Pour upon us the spirit of prayer, the spirit of supplication. He said, God will cause the yearning. There's going to be a yearning for God, a yearning for his presence. It will look like a mourning as if we lost a son. Ask God for that miracle. It's a divine equipping for where we are going. It is the next level for what God must give to us. It's our next level. Oh my God. Hikaraka Sandarabashiba. Mata Sata Rabashiria. Nesoto Robo Shindarabasila. Something that will fall on us and it will become a lifestyle. A lifestyle that is unquenchable. That when it comes to prayer, you will never lose steam again. You will never be tired. You will have grace to supplicate. Until heavens is totally released upon us. Father, the children have come to the place of birth. It is clear to us that something is to be born now. We are not going to deliver wind. We are not going to deliver wind. Pour upon us now the spirit of prayer, the spirit of grace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity of being here. Thank you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed.